So this is part two of I'm Not a Writer. And so I went to see a mentor of mine who was who helped me with my business plan. And we were talking about other things, and I mentioned in passing this book writing to her as an example of how, I'm the ideas person. I struggle to then get that out on paper. And she questioned me, you know, what are the benefits, and so on and so forth. And, well, why aren't you doing it then? And I said, well, I can't write. And she said, well, I saw you had a master's degree. And I said, well, I have. She said, well, did you write it? And I said, yeah, but, you know, that's different. And she just looked at me. Anyway, so I went home. I was thinking about this on the way home, and I thought, that's right, isn't it? You know, I did do that. So I had, I was actually typing a testimonial. I'd been composing a testimonial to somebody, and earlier that day. And it had sparked my interest in that. Oh, there's a bit more to this than just a few lines of a testimonial. There's a bit of a story in it. So I had that idea in mind. And I went home, I got a cup of tea, of course. I sat down, and I literally, in less than 2 hours, wrote the story from beginning to end. I didn't stop. They say that, don't they? You know, don't stop, don't edit. But I didn't start, I didn't edit. I just wrote it from the heart. That was it. And it got dark during this time. So I was sat in the dark. And I finished the story and then reread it. And apart from cutting down on the word count, because it exceeded the word count, I actually hardly edited it. Which taught me that when I write, I found my writing style. When I write from who I am and I write from my heart, I can write. And so, yes, I could write an essay, which has to be formatted and everything else, and I can write a dissertation, but I can also write a story. So encouraged by that, this morning I wrote a blog, and I'm dead chuffed. Thanks for listening.